8th of December, the Immaculate Conception, Evening Prayer 1. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Holy light on earth's horizon, star of hope to fallen man, light amid a world of shadow, dawn of God's redemptive plan, chosen from the eternal ages, thou alone of all our race, by thy Son's atoning merits, was conceived in perfect grace. Mother of the world's Redeemer, promised from the dawn of time, how could one so highly favoured share the guilt of Adam's crime? Sun and moon and stars adorn thee, sinless Eve, triumphant sign. Thou art she who crushed the serpent, Mary, pledge of life divine. Earth below and highest heaven, praise the splendour of thy state. Thou who now art crowned in glory, wast conceived immaculate. Hail, beloved of the Father, mother of his only Son, mystic bride of love eternal, hail, thou fair and spotless one. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. Psalm 112. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all nations is the Lord, high above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. The Lord has clothed me in the garment of salvation, he has wrapped me in the cloak of integrity. Psalm 147. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem, Sion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders, he feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool, he scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs, the waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth the word, and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth, the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel, his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has clothed me in the garment of salvation, he has wrapped me in the cloak of integrity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. A Canticle from Philippians chapter 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. A reading from Romans chapter 8. All those who from the first were known to God, he has destined from the first to be moulded to the image of his Son. So predestined he called them, so called he justified them. Responsory: I will praise you, Lord, you have rescued me. I will praise you, Lord, you have rescued me. You have not let my enemies rejoice over me. I will praise you, Lord, you have rescued me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I will praise you, Lord, you have rescued me. All generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me. Alleluia. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us praise God the Father, who chose Mary as the mother of his Son, and wanted all generations to call her blessed. With confidence we pray, may the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Father, you did great things for the Virgin Mary and brought her body and soul to the glory of heaven. Fill the hearts of your children with the hope of Christ's glory. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Through the prayers of Mary, our Mother, heal the sick, comfort the sorrowful, pardon sinners, grant peace and salvation to all. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. You looked on the Virgin Mary and made her the Mother of Mercy. May those who are in danger experience the depth of her love. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. You called Mary to be the mother in the house of Jesus and Joseph. Through her prayers, help all mothers to make their homes places of love and holiness. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. You exalted the Virgin Mary and crowned her Queen of Heaven. May the dead enter your kingdom and rejoice with your saints forever. May the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Father, we rejoice in the privilege of Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, which preserved her from the stain of sin, by the power of Christ's redeeming death, and preparing her to be the Mother of God. Grant that through her prayers we ourselves may come to you cleansed from all sin. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.